In defense and industry, the Pentagon has signed framework agreements with 5 defense companies to speed up production of more than 10,000 low-cost cruise missiles and 12,000 hypersonic missiles over the next several years. It's one of the most aggressive U.S. missile buildup plans in decades, with 2 parallel production programs designed to turn out weapons faster and at scale. In the UAE, Edge Group says it has tested its Shadow 25 jet-powered loitering munition, a canister-launched one-way attack system meant to get airborne in seconds and keep the logistics burden low. Defense companies do love a product demo that sounds like it was named by a committee with a budget. In business, Honda says its goal of becoming fully electric by 2040 is no longer realistic, and it will keep gas engines in the mix for now. The company is backing away from the all-EV promise as market conditions shift and the industry recalibrates. Corporate strategy, in other words, has met physics. A planned $1 billion Trump Tower project in Australia has collapsed after the developer called the Trump brand toxic. The Trump Organization disputed that, saying the developer was trying to distract from his own failures. The deal's failure comes as the family business keeps pushing foreign projects in several countries. Fertiglobe's chief executive says war-related disruption could keep fertilizer prices elevated, even if shipping through the Strait of Hormuz improves. He warned that higher nitrogen costs could feed into food inflation later this year, with farmers facing little room to delay purchases. The company has shifted some shipments outside the waterway, but says that route is less efficient and still exposed to risk. In international news, in London, police say they will use live facial recognition around the Unite the Kingdom rally linked to Tommy Robinson this weekend, but not at a nearby pro-Palestinian march marking Nakba Day. Scotland Yard is sending about 4,000 officers, along with riot gear, mounted units, dogs, helicopters, and armored vehicles, after warning of a public safety risk. The operation is expected to cost £4.5 million. Rare protests have broken out across Havana over worsening blackouts, as Cuba faces outages of up to 22 hours a day. Hospitals and other critical services are under strain, and the energy minister says the island has run out of diesel and oil entirely. Donald Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing this week, calling him a great leader, just days after the two countries emerged from a punishing trade war. It is a notable change in tone from his earlier attacks on Beijing over trade. In science, the James Webb Space Telescope has spotted LAP-1b, a tiny dim galaxy about 13 billion light-years away. Scientists say it appears to contain very few heavier elements, offering a glimpse of the universe's earliest era of star and planet formation, and the raw material that eventually led to us.